5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And Gloria Masters. Hey, Gloria, how's it going?
Great, great. Awesome to see you, Daddy.
Oh, thank you. Always a great pleasure to see you too. And Ziggy has become the light of my life. He's just, you know, smiling, cuddling. Even when he's laying there covered in poo, he's smiling. And it just really, really makes you think, what the hell does anything matter?
Nothing.
When if you can be covered in poo and smile, what the hell does anything matter?
Go on, shock me, Sean. How old is he now?
He's in 18-month-old clothes. And he is only 6 months old.
Oh,
he's a giant amongst babies.
Don't know why I'm not surprised.
Yeah, Jen's family are quite tall and lanky, and my family are as well. So that's probably how he's going to progress. But okay, Gloria, so for the people not familiar with your story then first, should we just give them a little update on what you talk about and what brought you onto that and your mission?
Certainly, and I'm hoping this will get on to YouTube, Sean, so I was just going to replace some words if possible because I want to reach as many people. Okay, so I was born into a family where child X transporting was the norm, and I was leased out by my father and trained by my grandmother to be the best kind of child X worker I could be. So what that meant was they made a great deal of money out of me. Now, alongside that, I featured in over 100 CSAM materials, as in videos and images, which are apparently in the United States now. I was also leased out of a nightclub up in our red light district at the age of 11, and put up in a top room up there where men and women would pay for the pleasures, the wrong word, but you get the drift of being able to do what they wished to a child. Some of the more frightening things, Sean, were, you know, being rented out to gangs for initiation ceremonies. And as a small child and very underweight, because that suited the kind of the groups my father was involved in. FMs were a big part of it. So as a result of that, I was terrified, and I'm very lucky to be alive because, frankly, there were several times where I didn't think I would make it through. But guess what? I did, and that's my message of hope to those beautiful people out there who may have undergone any form of that type of maltreatment and, you know, abuse. So I'm on a mission to save the world. So that's my backstory.
Not only did you get through it, you are brilliantly and eloquently shining a light on that, and everyone salutes you for this mission. So one of the points here is stop talking, start doing.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
So what I mean is, and with full respect to your beautiful audience, hello, lovely ones, especially the survivors among you, I see you. What that means is, yes, this happened. And then the question is, for someone like me who's had decades of healing and recovery, now what? So now I've written my third book. I know you won't be shocked, Sean. I've written my third book and published, and it's called Keeping Sick Kids Safe, because I want to give parents and educators a roadmap, a way to be informed without being frightened, a way to be educated so that they can act. Because, to be honest, there's far greater numbers and good people like you and I across the world than there are those that choose to hurt children in this manner. So I'm appealing to the good ones out there. And what I've done is I've created a book which has specific chapters. So even defining what child abuse is, what grooming looks like, because we know there's four different types. And it may surprise your audience to learn, Sean, that actually the biggest group that are groomed are not the children, it's actually the parents. And do you know why? Because they're the gatekeepers, aren't they? They're the ones who, are you going to allow your child to go here? I'd be shocked if you and Jen let Ziggy out of the house, frankly, but that's just me. So we have to be mindful. So I kind of go through a whole lot of stuff for parents and educators so that they can see actually, oh, this is happening. Another example of grooming is society. You know, we now know that the people who like to hurt children in this manner, beginning with P, are there's a move afoot to actually call them MAPs, minor attractive persons. Society, you are being groomed. Please stop being groomed. We need to open some eyes. I go into what online actual abuse looks like, because that's huge. That's taken off with the advent of AI across the world, auto-generated images and sharing of images. I also look at child X transporting, because shock horror people, yes, it does happen. And I go into what symptoms of abuse are, tools for adults, tools for kids, and what to do if a child discloses. So very, very cleverly done, if one may say. of course, says Sean, you must say, because at the end of each of those fabulous chapters, I've included a checklist. So you might have this book in front of you. Jen might have a copy in front of her. What you tick off in your checklist is about 15 items, may not be what she does. There's your individual roadmap. So by the end of the book, you've got some clear ways forward.
People definitely need to get up to speed on this stuff, because there's just so many threats out there. And talking about the manipulation of the parents, did you watch Abducted in Plain Sight?
Yes.
Ooh. That person was a master manipulator of the parents.
Did you see the grooming of the parents?
Yes.
Right. See my point?
Yeah.
It's not the children. Earth to your audience. It's not the children. It's actually the parents, because they are the ones that say, yes, take her away horse riding, or take him to scout camp with you. So, you know, a lot of people I get to interview on my show, and I'm so blessed, Sean. They're just beautiful people, aren't they, survivors? And, you know, I've been very grateful. I've interviewed the scout, the guy that leads the charity for the scouts in America, Boy Scouts of America. He was kind of transported to about 10 of those people. As a Boy Scout, the cover-up, all of that is just, it's hiding in plain sight. It happens everywhere. And the thing is, what I'm trying to do is get people to lean into this, and I'll say it this way. The reason most people struggle with even discussing this, Sean, or accepting it, is because it's this thing called cognitive dissonance, which is the mental discomfort people feel when they hear about this type of child X abuse, child X transporting, because it goes against the grain, yeah? So part of their brain shuts down and just wants you to go away and hide in a corner somewhere. But the reality is that only serves one group, and that is the people who like to hurt the children in that manner. So I'm trying to gently and respectfully bring forward a conversation so that people don't turn away and actually lean in. How am I doing that? I hear you say, through things like this book and through things like understanding that it's not that people don't want to know, it's just they don't know how to know, hence this roadmap. And I think, Sean, may I say this? I don't think we have the luxury anymore of turning away.
Definitely not. You know, internet and technology has enabled these people to access, you know, the kids through their devices from point A in the world to point B in the world. It's just got even more prolific. And the strategy of the manipulation of the parents, I mean, that's been around for a long time, isn't it? Look at Nabokov's book, Lolita. Didn't he marry the mum to get access to the daughter? And then,
You know, we had Brooke Shields as well. Do you remember that movie? Yonks ago. She was being paraded around. As a 13-year-old, carried on a platform by other ex-workers. And the highest bidder got her. And that's all hiding in plain sight. And that was in 1973 that movie came out. So, I think the time has come. It's a call to action. And that's why my main point to you today, Sean, and I'm so proud of you. You continue to do this work. And thank you so much, because the people that reach out after watching this, you'd be amazed at the people that reach out, because they have a voice, they've felt heard. So,
well, once you become aware this is going on and speak to so many people that have been through it, it has such an impact on you. It's something you cannot possibly turn away from. You'd have to be an animal to not want to try and do something about it. Now, another thing that you did try to do about it, and I hope it's been successful, is your global hand signal.
Yes.
We spoke last time. How's that going?
Amazing. I spoke to, and I can get him in front of you if you like, the executive producer of The Sound of Freedom, Paul Hutchinson. Have you heard of him? I'll link you up if that's of interest, Sean. Definitely. And he was telling me, when I got him on the show, he was telling me that the people that he's working with, when he was doing some research on me, little old me from New Zealand, he said, "Oh, Gloria, I've seen that hand signal." He said, I've actually seen it used. I've heard of this. I've seen it. So it's reaching kids. And if you said to me, what's your legacy? Save some kids. Please help me. Let's save some kids. So it's this, Sean. Palm up, thumb across, close fist. It's that simple. If you see a child or a young person using that, they're either being transported against their will through a family member, I have to say. Most children of that sleep in their own beds at night, just so we're really clear. And also if they are being abused in that manner by grown adults who like children. You know, whatever we can do, please, can we start using the sign? Can we start using some of these tools? Because, you know, who better to provide this information to you than someone who experienced 16 years of this? So I wish I'd had the hand signal, Sean.
So it's hand straight up, thumb across, and then fingers down.
Yep.
And repeat. So yep. If someone's repeating that.
Yep.
Got you.
This was first used in Northern America by a group of women in lockdown who were being domestically abused. It was on Facebook. And then last year when I was trying to create a sign for children. Someone reached out from Canada and said, hey, it's actually been used in schools, so I just repurposed it for children. So children and teenagers, you see, and I know you're dying to ask, why a hand signal?
Why a hand signal, Gloria?
I knew you were dying to ask. Because, Sean, and you'll learn this very quickly with Ziggy, children don't speak. That is not their main form of communication. Children communicate through their behaviour and through their play. So as adults, we've got to get over ourselves. We've got to give children tools. We've got to give them a way to show us. And I think I'm an ex-teacher, I'm an ex-shrink, I'm a survivor, I'm a parent. Who better to write that book and provide techniques for parents to teach their children? Because children don't stand a chance. To this day, Sean, if you put an adult and a child in front of another adult or group of adults, unfortunately, I'm so ashamed to say this, but two-thirds of adults will still believe the adult.
Yeah, it's a huge disadvantage. You see it time and time again when children's voices are squashed even by cops who come along because the adults convince them otherwise, like the kids are delinquent or something like that.
You know, what? One quick tip I could give your audience, if helpful, is, you know, don't just go home and hug your children. Go home and have a family dinner, make it pizza night, sit around the table and vote on an emoji you would use to share if they were away from home and were being abused or feeling scared of being abused. The deal being, the minute the parents in the house or the adults in the house get that emoji come through, no matter what time of night, they get in the car and they go and uplift the child. Yeah? So it's practical, simple, quick tips all through so that we actually resource our parents with ways to combat this, because there's many more of us, Sean. So as I ponder this, everyone's up in arms, and you know this with your audience, they'll all be outraged. Good on them. My challenge is stop talking, start doing, please.
So we've got the hand signal, you've got the roadmap for parents. What else have you got to combat this?
Well, I'm starting to do some speaking now, and not just with you and your amazing podcast, but actually in New Zealand. I know you're going to die a shock, but in New Zealand I've started to speak to some schools, and I'm speaking to our ministry, Oranga Tamariki, our ministry for children, and the police. So I'm starting to get in there. And I'm not holding back, which I know you're going to die of shock about, but I'm not holding back. I'm very confronting, because just in case you and your audience didn't realise, and UK won't be too different, by the time a girl is 16 in our country, one in three will have been sexually abused, not might have been, will have been. And for boys, by the time a boy is 16, one in five. So this is going on today. And can I tell you some latest research, Sean?
Yes.
The reality is that the online grooming space is just rocketing. This is now nearly a $1 trillion industry, this child X abuse and transporting. It, as you know, I know you've known this for a while, it's overtaken the drug trade. But the point is this, now very cleverly with grooming online, what these predators are doing, they are actually not only targeting children, but actually manipulating and grooming them into getting their friends involved. Now, do you know why? Two reasons. One, it means more images for that particular person who likes to harm children in that way, to share images and get more money. But secondly, a child cannot be prosecuted. See the cleverness of that?
Yeah, it's like they have kids running around doing transporting drugs for them and things like that, so that they, if they get arrested, or holding guns for them, so if they get arrested, they can't be prosecuted fully.
Yeah. So it's evil upon evil, and we just know it's happening more and more. And the encryption on some of these CSAMs, child sexual abuse materials and videos and imaging format, is just off the charts. You know, one of the things I put in the book too is, parents, stop posting your child's photos online. Sean, if you and Jen are going to do it, go hard, but only to family and close friends.
I've had to incorporate into my life lessons talks to the schools a bit about sexploitation, because I spoke to Chris Hansen, and he's telling me there are young men, he's come across these young men, teenage boys, who were sexploited, and when it was threatened that these pictures of them were going to be released by these kids, I think the kids that did it to them were in Nigeria that were blackmailing them, they committed suicide.
Yes, that's become a thing as well, and we call it sextortion as well. And what they do is they push them so hard that these kids feel they have no option. But it's very cleverly done. And, of course, the first thing an amazing 15, 16, 17-year-old boy will see is an image of a girl his age looking gorgeous in a bikini. That's who they think they're talking to. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cleverly done. These people need to be held to account, and that's what Chris Hansen is working on.
Yeah.
So you wanted to talk a bit about cognitive dissonance?
Yeah, so I just briefly covered that with you before, that mental discomfort. But, you know, I think too what people need to understand is that, you know, for instance, recognising abusers, and your question might be, Gloria, what does your average, you know, pedo look like? Well, Sean, he could look like me or you. They cannot bring it down into any particular characteristic, socioeconomic group, creed, race, or kind of stature in society. It is everyone and no one. They are men, they are women, they are whatever gender they wish to identify with, and they are everywhere. And so it could be a pastor, at your local church, it could be the person who is the dentist. We just don't know, and they don't have a specific profile. So I think that's useful for people to know, because they always think, oh, we should watch out for. No. And the other thing I still come across in New Zealand, and you might in the UK, is people say to me, oh, it's just in the lower socioeconomic area of New Zealand, isn't it? Which partly for us is Counties Manukau, where very low income. No, it's actually in the higher echelons. So, Sean, this is big. But I did want to point out, if I could, people consider that there's just one type of abuser, and that they are called, beginning with P. No, there's not. There's three types. One is that. But those people don't necessarily go on to actually abuse children, Sean. They are only interested in activity with children, and they will try and source material that depicts that with children. They may not necessarily ever do anything. But the second group, the preferential child ex abuser, is the one who actively goes out to search, target, groom, and then physically do this. And the police tell me that each of them have a minimum of 50 victims. And then the third is what we call a situational child ex abuser. And that is someone, it could be as simple as someone being a disgruntled ex. They're not necessarily just interested in that activity with children. They actually engage with adults as well, but they're doing a bit of payback, or it works for them at the time. So there's three distinct groups, and I think it's really important we're aware of all of them.
And they're so embedded in society, like you said, and there's all these people hunting them, members of the public hunting them now. And it's an absolute travesty that these people having to rise up when the police should be doing that job, don't you think?
Well, my question to you is, why is that not happening?
Because the people at the top couldn't give a shit about kids and women and support these monsters. And there's a disproportionate amount of those monsters at the top, and that the police force has been completely turned upside down into just a revenue generation funnel. And there's no money in going after them. There's money, you know, in other ways. Yes. So, and the cops have told us this. The cops have said we joined to arrest those monsters and killers and things like that. Yet we were assigned to do this and that. And it comes from the top. The rot comes from the top.
Well, you would have seen the expose recently over in the UK with Maggie Oliver and that. You know, the latest news on all of that. What did you make of that?
So we've been friends with Maggie Oliver for a long time.
Yeah.
She was on it many years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was in deep and she understood. A lot of people join the police force, I think, and they have some degree of idealism. But like soldiers, like anyone who's putting their lives on the line in these professions, they learn very fast how the world is really operating. And she learned very fast how these groups are protected, the political motivations, how the sentences are lenient, how the victims, the survivors are not listened to. So there's just so much to learn from Maggie Oliver's story. And we salute her bravery also in continuing her mission.
Yeah, it just shows where the power is, doesn't it, Sean? And the question I always ask is why? Just keep asking why, and you'll soon find out, as you already know. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're on a mission to save some kids, any one of us. And you know, you're gonna love a quote I wrote, which is, "Whose job is it to protect children?" she asked. "Not mine," said one. "Not my responsibility," said another. The question then becomes, if not you, then who?
And when we started reporting on these cases, we thought the whole world would be behind us. And what actually happened was all kinds of dark, evil forces rose up against us and tried to destroy us.
Yes. It won't surprise you that my channel keeps getting attacked, just, you know, over and over and over, repeatedly. And I think, wow, we could be saving some lives here, guys. But there's no real interest in that, is there? So, you know, at the end of the day, Sean, you're never going to give up. I'm never going to give up because, you know, not on my watch are children going to keep getting hurt in this way. And I'm very strong about let's get it out there. Let's try and help the kids. I heard the other day, I was on a panel discussion in New Zealand around the link between pornography and child X transporting, as well as women in prostitution. And what came out was we learned that between the truck stops from Auckland down to Wellington, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? There are people being transported in. And it's known. You know, and in your country too, you know, you've got strips where motels are. And they're being used specifically. They're rented out for weeks on end by the same group of people marketing and transporting and making a great deal of money, known to law enforcement, and a head is turned away.
This is why people need to stop turning away and start leaning in.
Yeah, please. You know, one of your listeners might think, well, we call it NIMBY, not in my backyard, it's not happening. Sorry, buddy, it is. Let's turn in, let's start to observe. You know, when I was at school and I had this horror going on, Sean, my only safe place in the world was school. It's the only place they couldn't get me. how sad is that? And the reality is I was out of control. And do you know what I was screaming? And this comes back to our point about please notice a child's behaviour. That's what they're showing you. I was screaming, rescue me, help me, please take me away. And no one would or could or saw it. And even today, teachers aren't always given the tools or the techniques to recognise a child is suffering. A child isn't born to be a bad child. A child is showing us every time they move their body what's going on. And you can see, you mentioned Ziggy, you can see with Ziggy there's nothing but joy because he's safe, he's loved. You know, the Maslow's hierarchy needs covered in poo, giggling away. That's a loved child. Cast your eye across to the child who's not and you'll see behaviour. And that's one of the things I would so love if the people that say they want to do something would maybe go and look at getting a copy of the book. And if you're not a parent, maybe you're a grandparent or maybe you've got a friend who's a parent. Help people become informed. We can't keep turning away.
Do you want to remind people, Gloria, the name of the book and where they can get it?
Yeah, sure. And I think Ash will have it there too, but it's Keeping Kids Safe. Don't you love it? The GPS coordinates.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
A better picture he can pull up. But, it takes you from point A to point B. It's by Gloria Masters, and it's written from a survivor of all of this for many years. So basically I know what I'm talking about. But you can get it on GloriaMasters.com or Amazon, and it's in all versions. But really, Sean, it's not about me. I just want to help save some kids. So can we please just one more time do this? Come on, audience, save some kids.
Good for you, Gloria. And all of Gloria's links are going to be in the description box below this video, so please support her work and check the book out. And huge thank you, as usual, Gloria, for coming back on so many times. We appreciate your resolve to shine a light on this. So take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Love to Jen. Hi, Ash. Bye.
Cheers.